The Osgood Files, sponsored by Kyocera, intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services that help your entire company be more productive. Find a dealer at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Residents of the islands along the Jersey Shore are getting a look at what's left, and it isn't much.
It's going to take, by my estimation, about 2 years to get the island back in shape.
More after this from Charlie. At some spots along the Jersey Shore, the beach just vanished. On New Jersey's Long Beach Island, CBS's Chip Reed found the beach was still there, but it had moved inland, burying some homes and rearranging the rest.
This one appeared to have floated in from somewhere farther up the beach. Massive dunes had been built to protect these homes, but Hurricane Sandy deposited those countless tons of sand in the streets.
Sand was as deep as 5 feet in some places. In Atlantic City, Zelfia Connor chose to ride out the storm and ended up inheriting about 50 feet of the famous boardwalk.
I saw the boardwalk floating down the street, but I never knew that its destination was here.
In your garage?
In my garage, I never knew that.
And the danger remains. In Moonaki, New Jersey, CBS's Elaine Quijano witnessed a home that was spared by the storm but burst into flames when the power suddenly came back on and the water inside shorted out the wiring. She called 911, and firefighters, some of whom had lost their own homes, saved this one. But the worst destruction was in Breezy Point, New York.
Fire was like a blowtorch.
Assistant Fire Chief Joseph Pfeiffer.
Probably the biggest private residential fire that we've had, at least in modern times.
111 houses destroyed, 20 badly damaged, but no deaths. And as depressing as these scenes were, with the storm gone and the sun out, there were people like Jackie Ernst who planned to do whatever it takes to bring back the neighborhoods they love.
I'm going out of this property in a box. I assure you of that. I am not leaving.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.